This is Ellen Thurston. I'm in the WGXC studio here with Gwen Gould, the conductor of the Columbia Festival Orchestra, and with
Richard Roth
and Tom Rowe. And we're going to be talking about the Messiah Sing that Gwen is going to be conducting in Chatham this Saturday night. We've just been, it was hard to repress myself sitting here and hearing the Hallelujah Chorus. Everyone likes to sing that, right?
Absolutely. Everyone sings it in the shower, in their car, and Ellen was singing it right into the mic, but the mic wasn't on.
Just as well. So tell us what the tradition is here. I know you've been doing it for a long time.
Yes, I've been doing it since the early 70s in New York City, and a number of times I did a sing in Hudson, once at the Opera House and once at the Christ Church. We've been doing it since 2007 in Chatham at St. James, which is just a wonderful space for music. The acoustics are wonderful, and it's circular for the audience, so everyone gets to feel included and encompassed in the circle as we sing and the instrumentalists play.
And anyone can sing along at any time.
That's right. Anyone can sing at any time. Now, the interesting thing about choral music is that the whole is always greater than the sum of the parts. So no matter how little or large your contribution is, it goes into the mix and it makes for a very powerful experience.
And you're inviting both amateur and professional musicians or singers?
Yes, anyone is welcome, and we often get a mix. We draw from a lot of the choral societies in the area. There are over 70 choruses in the capital region, Berkshire, Columbia area, and so there are an extraordinary number of people who like to do choral singing and probably have the Messiah under their belt. So if you don't know it that well, you can get support from those people around you.
And you're also bringing an ensemble of instrumentalists.
Yes, we'll have a professional string quartet and piano. Gilly Lev is going to play piano and kind of help out the chorus with their entrances. And we'll also, in 2008, we started a mentoring program for kids called Take a Seat in the Orchestra. So we'll have three string students who will perform with their mentors in the ensemble as well as with their teachers. It just so happens this time. So they will add to the ensemble. And the entire assemblage will be invited to sing some of the solos. And other solos will be done by entire sections. For example, the soprano solos will be done by the entire soprano section. So this is not often the way, and it's an opportunity for you to take those arias out of the shower and present them to the public.
Well, yes.
Such as they are.
Now, what if you're a beginner in this realm and don't know if you're an alto or a soprano or just what you are? Do you just find your place in the...
Well, it's trial and error, I guess. You can move around. It's very informal. So if you don't like where you are, you can get up and move. And if you need a recommendation of someone who I think may know the part, just ask me and I'll point you in the right direction.
That's the secret about choral singing, and that is that singers lean on each other a lot.
Absolutely. And it's a very powerful experience because you become part of something that is really making a statement. And, of course, the Messiah has had a powerful impact on the world. Handel would have been pretty surprised about that, I think.
Well, the part that always intrigues me is what you called earlier the great pause. There is a place in the chorus where everything stops. And the...
It's called a GP, grand pause.
The grand pause. And there's always someone in every chorus, it seems, that kind of jumps the gun And you were telling about hearing it on the radio once.
Yes, I heard it on the radio, and it got to the grand pause, and the radio station identified themselves. And then, hallelujah, at the end.
Well, this sounds like such fun, and I know it is because I've sung with Gwen before, and it's exhilarating, I think, to sing with a big body of choristers like this will be.
I want to mention that we're doing the Christmas portion, so if you want to bone up on it and listen to it on a CD or on the radio and follow along with the score, we're doing the Christmas portion, which is part one, plus the Hallelujah Chorus, of course.
And that amounts to about an hour or so, doesn't it?
It's probably a little more than an hour. We'll have a break halfway through. And it's informal, so if we don't get it right the first time, sometimes we repeat things. But sometimes it's better to go with the first time you do it. It gets worse when you try to rehearse it.
Do you provide scores?
Yes, we do. We have scores for everyone. We use the Watkins Shaw edition, which is a little bit unusual. It has all kinds of ornamentation in it, which we experiment with a little bit if we're brave.
What do you mean by ornamentation for?
Oh, trills and appoggiaturas, and I'll explain it when you come.
Wow. Trills, I like that.
Yes.
You were talking earlier about working with student musicians in a program called Take a Seat in the Orchestra.
Yes.
So if there's a young musician that would like to join, how do they go about doing that?
Well, we've already lined people up at this point because it's on Saturday. But in the future, if people want to be involved in these things, you can contact us ahead of time and we'll send you the music in advance and work with your teacher to help you learn it.
That's a wonderful opportunity. How big an ensemble will you have?
Well, I never know until everybody comes in the door. We have had over 100 people at this, which is lots of fun. It's best, of course, if we have equal numbers of sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. There's always a shortage of tenors. That's why I married one. My husband, Ed Grossman, will be there, and you can sit next to him. He knows the part cold.
Note, she's looking directly at Richard.
Not sure I can handle it.
Well, it's a great community event too. I think that's the wonderful thing about it. It draws all kinds of people, and it's a wonderful way to get in the spirit of the holidays, I would think.
Yes, and those people who don't want to sing or don't think they want to sing can sit in the middle of it all and enjoy it from a different perspective than you get in a concert hall.
And is there a website or an information number for people?
Yes, you can visit our website, ColumbiaFestivalOrchestra.org, and there's a link to tickets. You can get discounted tickets online in advance. And I will say, also, I wanted to mention that Columbia Festival Orchestra is morphing into a different entity, and we are doing business as Claverack Landing these days and presenting a series of chamber concerts in Hudson that highlights some of the architectural spaces and quirky spaces in Hudson. And we performed at Club Helsinki last year, and we have wonderful guest artists, some of whom are very well known. We have Paula Robeson, who is co-founder of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, flutist with Frederick Hand guitar, doing songs without words, Italian, Sephardic, American hymns, and spirituals. We have Elmar Olivera, violinist, who was winner of the coveted Avery Fisher Prize in 1983, and a wonderful resident string quartet called Intimate Voices. And they will be doing a residency in the Chatham schools with the string students there. That's part of our Take a Seat in the Orchestra program also. So you can also reach all this information if you look up clavericklanding.org.
Thank you so much, Gwen. This is we have that to look forward to as well as the Messiah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we leave, Gwen?
I just invite everyone who loves to sing and loves to listen to music to come and join us on Saturday, December 17th at St. James Church in Chatham. It's on the corner of Route 66 and 203, 7 p.m.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.